She was bearing a silver tray on which were small rolled towels. While still proffering the tray, she also bowed with an ayabawan. I took a towel and was surprised to find that it was damp, chilled, and scented with cloves. The feeling of it as I wiped my face, hands, and neck was beyond refreshing. The setting, as Holmes and I relaxed in the shaded chairs on the hotel terrace, was as idyllic as I could imagine. I must say, Holmes, a man could become accustomed to a life in the tropics, an hour or two working in the colonial office in the morning, and the remainder of the day for taking the waters, playing cricket, and our every whim indulged by the natives. What do you say to that, my dear chap? I would say, he replied, that it is not without cause that wisdom tells us the devil finds work for idle hands. Good heavens, Holmes, must you always be so cynical? I was having altogether too fine a morning to argue with him. My only other time in this part of the empire had been miserable, and the contrast between my morning on the Gulf face and my time in Afghanistan could not have been greater. Therefore, I merely changed the subject of the conversation. Very well, Holmes. What do we know of this poor George Atkinson chap? Very little, except that the event must have been more significant than it first appeared.